I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The temporarily delayed fireworks for the city of Detroit are going to take place tonight. Let's get the man in charge on the phone right now.
Top of the day.
Joining the JJ and Joanne show on this beautiful Monday morning, the president and CEO of the Detroit Parade Company, who is just about to tell us where those fireworks are going to take place tonight. Where's it going to be, Tony?
Drum roll. I'm not telling you.
Oh, man. How long have we known each other, Tony?
Just between us.
Hey, but yes, we promise not to tell anyone.
No, ain't gonna happen.
Capital. All right, so big no.
So over the weekend, we had a couple of funny comments. We posted the question that this was a secret undisclosed location, but where do you guys think that secret undisclosed location is? Somebody said it was just a head fake, that it was going to be in the Detroit River where it always was. You're just telling people that it's not going to be there. Somebody else that said they're just going to save money and rerun last year's video of the fireworks.
No, that's not happening. No.
All right.
We're not checking any boxes here, guys. We're just not checking
I think the only thing that can be guaranteed, let me ask you this, is usually we've got to wait until like 9:51 or 2 for the fireworks, because that's when it gets dark at the end of June. What time are the fireworks going to go off tonight? Is it earlier or is it the same time, Tony?
You know, you guys are, this is a pressure-packed interview.
Well, you know.
This is hardcore journalism, pal. What show do you think you're calling into? Dave and Chuck the Freak? This is hard-hitting journalism.
Well, I can tell you it's going to be dark out.
The funny thing is, I didn't think that was a controversial question, to be honest with you.
We come on local 4, channel 4, from 8 to 10. Okay. So I'll tell you, somewhere between 8 and 10 will be the fourth firework.
That makes sense.
25-minute show, and it'll be very dark. But let's put it that way. It'll be very dark.
Now, tell us, Tony, in years past, every year, I know you sit at your kitchen table and you pick the songs and you do all that. Are you excited about what you picked out and what the show is going to be tonight? And what's the theme of it?
Yeah, absolutely. The theme is We Are One Together. It's all about the great heroes, frontliners, you know, from the COVID situation, which continues today. And the music, I can honestly tell you, every song, there's a meaning. Every single song. And this show is 25% larger than anything we've ever done.
Oh, nice.
And it's really going to be spectacular.
So, in the middle of Lake St. Clair, right?
You're not checking any boxes. You're really not.
Lake Erie? Oh, Boblo Island.
I would not believe the notes I'm getting with people guessing.
I'm sure.
Somebody wrote in that Belle Isle was closed today, but then Joanne pointed out that it was said that you can't see the fireworks from downtown Detroit.
That's at least what I heard.
That would eliminate Belle Isle.
You checked the box. That is an absolute fact. You cannot.
Our first box we checked. All right. Yeah. Well, we can't wait. Channel 4 tonight at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10
8
o'clock.
To 10.
Yeah, honoring the great frontliners and the great show. And look, guys, we can't thank Ford Motor Company enough. And everyone who collaborated with us to make this happen. This is the first big event now, albeit television, but we got a big event coming for all of the people throughout our region, and that's important. It really is.
And we thank you for that, Tony, because I know you pushed forward big time, so thank you.
President and CEO of the Detroit Parade Company, Tony Michaels. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.